Every Monday through Thursday morning, a newsletter appears in my inbox. Heated by Emily Atkin is a wonderful, well-researched, informative, inspiring, and angry newsletter about climate change. Emily Atkin is an idealistic millennial, and as the mother of millennials, I know for certain that my boomer generation has not done nearly enough to ensure a clean, safe world for our children and grandchildren. I do like to boast that we boomers were the college-age kids who put our hearts and souls into the first Earth Day, which ignited the writing and passage of the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and Endangered Species Act. But those were all accomplished half a century ago in the early 70s. After that, this generation effectively kicked back and focused on our 401ks. So I'm thrilled and newly inspired every time I read Emily Atkin's newsletter. Unlike so many boomers, Al Gore, one of my real-life heroes, did not move on. He stayed focused on environmental issues, most famously and especially climate change. Millennials are justifiably mistrustful of him, as any boomer who ever said don't trust anyone over 30 should understand. Emily Atkin has ridiculed Gore a few times, proclaiming that millennials don't even know who he is. And on June 1st, she called out a host of individuals and organizations who ostensibly focus on climate change, but had not made any statements about George Floyd's death, including Al Gore. That very day, specifically in response to Atkin, Al Gore issued this statement. Entrenched systemic racism in our country has led to disproportionate impacts of pollution on communities of color, along with disparities in income, education, health care, and more. The need for climate action is bound together with the struggle for racial equality and liberation. Emily Atkin interviewed Gore the next day, and he pointed out that although he had waited too long to issue this statement, he's recognized how racial justice is part of environmental justice and worked long and hard on it. He told Atkin, "I co-sponsored with John Lewis the first environmental justice law proposal back in 1991. Though it didn't pass, I was able to get put in place as an executive order by President Clinton when I became vice president. And I guess Trump and Stephen Miller haven't found it yet because it's still there." Atkin asked Gore about the online training in July that he'll be providing for activists working on climate change. He said that there would be, quote, workshops and breakout sessions, and everyone who attends the training will have an opportunity to go deep on these issues. People can learn how to be more effective in bringing about policy changes and building a very broad and deep grassroots movement. Gore continued, "The climate issue and the voter suppression issue, for example, are the same issue. The one stupid trick that white supremacists have used for 150 years is to accentuate racial division in order to build support among lower-income majority white voters for a corporate agenda that actually hurts them. This is going to be a turnout election. President Trump supporters are hardcore. They will turn out in November, so the turnout for his opponent has to be larger still." None of us can follow every single blog, newsletter, and organization that is working to solve these entrenched issues and other important issues. But the organizations and individuals who do work on them should not be in competition with one another. Coalitions in which everyone who cares joins together to fight these battles are the way to effect actual sea changes with regard to important issues. It's time for people who love birds to recognize how birds are hurt when we birders close our eyes to systemic racism, environmental justice, and climate change. As Ben Franklin once said, we must hang together, or surely we shall hang separately. I have information about Al Gore's upcoming workshop, which is free but requires registration, and Emily Atkins' important newsletter he did on my blog. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.